My friend Megan sat across the desk from a lawyer and signed the papers. Divorced. She was getting divorced. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Why did God allow this brokenness in my life? She wondered in despair. Megan found herself living the life she never wanted. There were many such times in the life of a man named Joseph. Once the favorite son, he found himself sold into slavery, then successful in his job, falsely accused, thrown into prison, forgotten, then promoted to the most powerful position in the land. And what does the Bible say about every season of Joseph's life? The Lord was with Joseph. Whether in prison or in power, Joseph had hope because of God's presence. Only God could have written a life story like Joseph's. Marshall Siegel says, if you love and follow Jesus, God always writes a better story for you than you would write for yourself. In this better story that Jesus writes for your life, you always find his presence. When we have little and have lost much, explains John Piper, Christ comes and reveals himself as more valuable than what we have lost. And when we have much and are overflowing in abundance, Christ comes. And he shows that he is far superior to everything we have. Thinking over my own life, I can tell you that my version of my life would never have pressed me hard into the presence of Jesus. It's there that you can love the life you never wanted. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To hear this again, read or share this, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.